Lum and Abner. Well, these are great days for parties, aren't they? Let the wind whistle and howl as hard as it likes. It's warm inside. Let the ice and the sleet cover the roads and streets. Inside there is gaiety, old friends, and perhaps a big log fire to gather around. And, of course, if it's the home of Lum and Abner fans, there's a steaming pitcher of Horlicks, the original, and good things to eat. For believe me, there's nothing like this good drink to please the folks at the party. Horlicks is as friendly as the party itself, and as delicious a drink as anybody could ask for. But that's not all. It's so easy to prepare, too. You can make enough for everybody in just a jiffy. If you haven't tried it yet, by all means do so the very first chance you get. When you buy some, ask for it by name, Horlicks, the original, and insist on getting what you ask for. That's mighty important. And now, let's hear what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Abner is still trying to dispose of all his possessions by March the 1st in order to be eligible for the $100,000 heritage bequeathed him by the late Franklin M. Donnelly. So far, he's met with very little success. Last week, he succeeded in trading a very valuable farm to Squire Skimp for a vacant building of little value, only to learn that the building burned down yesterday and that he is to receive $1,500 insurance. We look in on our friends today. We find Lum and Abner down at their Jot'em Down store discussing the matter. And now, stand by while we switch you to Pine Ridge.
I don't know what Squire wanted with insurance on an old building like that in the first place.
Well, what you ought to did was cancel the insurance whenever you traded for it.
Yeah, I know it, Dad. Blame it all. I ought to just refuse to take the money. That's what I ought to do.
Well, you can't do that, though. The insurance company owes you $1,500, and if you refuse to take it, it's just like giving that much away. And according to the terms of old man Donnelly's will, you can't give nothing away.
No. Reckon I could tell the insurance company that I set the building on fire myself, Lum. Then they wouldn't want to pay me, would they?
No, they wouldn't want to pay you, but they'd send you to the penitentiary.
They would, huh?
Why, sure. That's a penitentiary offense. Bigamy, I think they call it. You'd be known as a firebug.
I'd be a what?
Firebug. The feller goes around setting buildings on fire.
A feller is a bug?
Well, they just call them bugs. I explained that all to you once, Abner.
Yeah, I know. I never did get it straight, though. I still don't see how a bug could start a fire.
They can't. They're humans, just same as me and you.
Humans? Now, you can call yourself the same as a bug if you want to, but I'll tell you right now, I ain't.
Well, you'd be a firebug if you went around setting things on fire.
Well, reckon what they call them bugs for. That don't make sense.
I don't know.
I saw lightning bugs, but they don't set nothing on fire.
Oh, of course not.
That'd be funny to see a bug crawl up to a building and pull out a match and set it on fire and then run, wouldn't it?
For goodness sake. Well, let's quit talking about the bugs. The main thing is you had $1,500 insurance on that building and it burned down. Now you got to study up some way to spend it.
Yeah. Well, I can study up ways to spend it all right, but I just have that much more stuff to get rid of then.
Well, I mean ways to spend it to where you'd lose it.
Yeah. That's the trouble. I can't get rid of what I got and I keep getting more all the time.
Yes, sir, you are without a doubt the luckiest one feller I ever seen in my life.
Lucky?
Why, yeah, you've been trying your best to lose, and every deal you made money on it.
Yeah, but that was unlucky.
Well, you was lucky and unlucky both. I wished I could do it. Wouldn't be no trouble for me to lose money. All I'd have to do is just make a deal figuring I was going to get rich, and I'd lose it all right.
Well, say, by the way, now wait a minute here. I believe that gives me an idea.
Give you an idea?
Yeah. Why don't I get you to invest that $1,500 for me, Lana?